Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of our Northwich podcast. And today I'm with the lovely Katie Webster. Hi Katie.
Hi Ian, thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you. It's a bit warm, but
it's
really good.
It's a bit warm. We've got the fan on in the background, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it's kind of keep us cool.
We have, yeah.
Fab. So for those people who are watching, tell me a bit about yourself, Katie. So are you a local girl?
Yeah, I'm local. I live in Davenham.
Yeah.
We moved to Cheshire from Liverpool when I was 8, so we've been here a long time.
And was that to Davenham that you moved to?
No, we moved to Hartford.
To Hartford.
First. Yeah.
Okay.
Family home in Hartford on Hodge Lane.
Yeah.
And then I've been in Davenham for the past 22 years.
Okay, so did you go to school in Hartford?
I did.
Okay.
I went to St Nick's.
Okay, so you've still got friends in the area then, I suppose?
Lots of friends, yeah.
Okay,
lots.
That's fab.
Yeah.
And do your parents still live on Hodge Lane?
Yeah, mum passed away a few years ago, but dad's still in Hodge Lane Farm.
Still in the same house.
Yep. Amazing. Same house, family home.
Amazing.
Everybody knows it as the farm.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I know exactly. And we were talking before we came on air, and I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Yep.
It's a nice spot, that.
It is brilliant.
Cool. Okay. So talk to me about your family then. So have you got siblings in the area?
Yeah. I've got two sisters and a brother, all in the area. Mm-hmm. It's kind of something that we'd always said. One was in Essex for a while, but she's migrated back to Cheshire. Mm-hmm. She's in Tarpley. One's in Knutsford and one is about 2 minutes away from dad, on the A49 near the Oaklands Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just
okay.
There.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So all nice and local.
And 10 grandchildren.
Right, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There's a lot of us, yeah.
But
yeah.
Isn't that nice that you're also close, like, geographically, you know? Because quite often people are so spread about these days, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's... Dad likes it because, we can call in. You know, I do flowers for my mum's grave every other week, you know, stuff, but all from local shops and stuff. So we're known, and so much so that Dad's house is on one of the statues in Hartford.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. So it's steeped in history. Yeah,
yeah, fab. Mm. So while we're talking about that then, tell me then, what do you sort of love about living in Davenham and what do you love about Hartford and the sort of wider Northwich area?
The community, which is probably cliche from what people would say, I am a home bird. I travel a lot. But I like to come back. I am anchored here. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went into the New Deli in the village the other day.
Yeah.
Straight away walked in, bumped into somebody I knew.
Okay.
Didn't know the people who owned the deli, but by the time I'd left, we all knew each other's first name.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, so that was good. And that, I mean, you can't pay for that. You can't buy that.
No,
you know,
no,
people
indeed.
Buy into coming into these villages.
Yeah, they do.
But that was really nice.
Is that the New Deli in Hartford you're talking about?
No, here in Davenham.
Dexter and Hemsley. Yeah,
really nice.
They do a good sandwich.
Oh my gosh. In fact, I'm going here after here. And obviously Hodge Lane, the farm where Dad is, we're all equestrians, the three girls.
Okay.
So at first the horses were there. I currently don't have them at the minute, but everyone else seems to have them, my brother's wife included. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I go all over the world. I go all over the country. As I say, I will travel, but the cliche is nothing like home, is there?
No.
But Cheshire's fabulous.
It's such a lovely place to live, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously we got loads of people moving into the area from the bigger cities, and we've had a lot from the southeast in the last couple of years. Because it is such a lovely place to live, but it's also really well connected.
Oh,
so
my God,
Manchester Airport, 25 minutes.
Manchester, Liverpool.
Yeah.
Driving Manchester, Liverpool, Chester.
Yeah, perfect.
Honestly, logistically, it's a dream.
Yeah, it is.
I'm never late, but I'm always like pushing the time to be somewhere because I kind of know that actually link rise on the roads, I'm okay.
Yeah, just not the 556 for the minute because there's a sinkhole.
There's a sinkhole. What's that about?
Yeah, I know. God.
Obviously, something.
So in terms of where you sort of what you sort of do with your spare time, where do you spend your spare time locally? Is there anywhere you like to go and really like to go and eat out?
Eating out, we tend to go Knutsford Way.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about going more into Tarpley. We haven't gone as often as we'd like. We do go into Manchester a lot because it's so easy.
Yeah, lovely.
You know, train links, dead simple. Mm-hmm. And we'll go sort of Delamere way again, train links, really simple if you don't want to drive and stuff like that. So we are really blessed with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
But yeah, so and then obviously, like we're saying, the delis and local stuff around, it's a no-brainer because I do a lot of events around here.
Okay.
So I will go in. In fact, I went into them and said, do they do outside catering? Because I would rather use the people around me, you know, and give back to the community and do all of that. So I tend to do that.
Yeah, fab. Okay. So what are we here to talk about today then? Talk me through what you do. Work-wise,
so I'm now a business strategist. That's what I have been labelled.
Okay, what does that mean?
So what that means is I jump into your business and I help you make more money. Okay. That's in a nutshell. I tend to attract female entrepreneurs because I am a female, but I talk a lot about money.
Okay.
Which in business, most women don't talk about money as freely as I do.
Okay.
But if you live with my dad, you would have no money mindset issues at all because we talk about money a lot. But strategically, because I did a business degree and I've ran my own retail businesses, mostly in the luxury thing. And then I was a consultant for a brand, which most people know, Molton Brown.
Yeah.
So I did stuff with them.
Okay.
And then it just evolved. People asking me, how do I negotiate a rent? You know, can you do a strategy for a launch day or whatever it is that they were doing? And to me, it was like, it's as easy as breathing.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to make X amount of money. Well, that's that point. We'll work back.
Work back,
from there. And so that happened kind of almost by osmosis. Then lockdown, as we all know, came and slapped us all.
Yeah.
And then I got started to do more and more of it online because people were going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? My business is gone. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't meet people in person. And some of my clients will say to you, I said, well, you either put your head under the duvet or you put your big girl pants on and you do something about it.
Yeah, quite right.
You know, and most people did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I tend to do now.
So do you get a lot of work by word of mouth then, I suppose?
Yes.
I'm
going to say the last time I spoke to my bookkeeper, which I speak to her every month, was about 87% of my customer base is referral retention. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
And you're well connected.
Very well connected. I'm a prolific networker. Done it for years and years and years. And I think because the very first business I started was a bridal business over in Hale, again, another beautiful location.
Yep.
And fast realised, especially with wedding dresses, there's no repeat business or very little. So I had to keep reinventing the wheel. I had to keep saying, I'm here, we're here, we're here.
Okay.
We couldn't rest on our laurels. And that fell into... Part of my business degree was event management, so I started to do host events and stuff like that, which, again, to me is easy as breathing.
Yeah.
Then people would ask me to do weddings for them, organise weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, fortunately, the location we live with my parents, all our weddings were at the house at the farm.
Okay,
so I would do all of theirs. Incredible. And funny enough, I'm doing a mastermind day for a lot of my business associates tomorrow, but that's in Cheshire. I'm using Tula Stone. I'm sure you're aware of Tula Stone.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Well, I was their business consultant when she started last year.
Right, okay.
And built that up. They built it up and we did strategy together. And now I'm hosting a mastermind day, taking 20 of my clients there tomorrow.
Oh, amazing. Mm. I've heard a lot about Tula Stone.
Yeah, it's incredible.
They need to come on the podcast.
Need to meet Camilla and Eleanor.
Yeah, okay.
They're a bit of a double act.
Yeah,
really
great.
Fun. Great, great fun. You'll love both of them. Behind why Camilla is doing it. Insane. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You'll love them.
Okay. Well, if you see them tomorrow.
I'm with them tomorrow.
Put a word in, right?
They rang me this morning and I said I was coming to do the podcast with you. And they're like, oh, brilliant. So, I will definitely say that.
Fab.
You need to do that.
One thing we didn't touch on before we started talking about work was your kids. So you've got two kids.
Yeah, I've got two boys.
Old and old.
Yes, one's 23 and one's 18. Well, he's 18 in October. He keeps telling me he's 18 now, but in October. I am a football widow.
Right.
My husband's a teacher, but he's a scout for Man City. Man U. So scout for Man City.
Right, okay.
And all three boys are football coaches.
Right, wow.
And they do a lot at Edgerton.
So is that every Saturday gone?
Every Saturday and every Sunday.
Right.
And most days in the week.
Right, okay.
Is that so when I say, it's okay because my work takes me all over the country in the week.
Right,
I'll go wherever I need to go,
wherever
a client is or a networking event particularly. I'm going to Scotland next week. A lot of my business retreats that I go to or I host are abroad. So I'll disappear for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So I can't really say you're not playing football.
No.
But it tends to fit in. If I'm a way that they're doing stuff anyway.
I suppose, and plus they're older now anyway, aren't they?
But even when they were younger, because we were very fortunate when we were younger, Andrew's mum had a house in Fuerteventura. Mm-hmm. So they would literally leave the day summer holidays finished.
Right, and go.
I didn't go, they went, and I'd get the last 2 weeks.
Right, wow.
And then we'd all fly home together.
Right, okay.
And that was for 22 years.
Okay, so you're quite used to it all being...
Yeah, that's our life, you know, that's how we are. It's slightly different now because husband's semi-retired.
Okay.
And he's like, where are you going? What time will you be back? And I'm like, oh, this is...
Not used to this.
Yeah, I'm not used to this. I'll just see you later. Yeah, so that's a new thing because normally we're just doing our... But what we do is make the time that when we are together, we do something,
great.
And that's that kind of thing.
That's very important.
Yeah, completely. If you're not seeing each other other than like ships in the night for 6 weeks through the term time, then you have to do stuff when you're off.
Plus also the years pass so quickly, don't they? And my kids are 6 and 8 and I'm sure they'll be 23 and 18 before I know it.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
You need to make the most of that time, don't you?
Yeah, totally, yeah. You do. But then we never punished ourselves for not being around because of that pockets of time, because then a week or a weekend we would be doing something.
We always try and make sure we take regular holidays. Obviously we work very hard when we're here, but that you take those regular holidays, because I think that's important.
And we were saying, because the family have just bought our grandparents' house in Ireland for the same reason. That if we decide we want to go for 3 or 4 days, that's where we'll go. It's a bolt hole, basically.
You were showing me before, it looks like a heavenly spot.
Yeah, it is, really.
So just jumping back to work then, before we wrap up, have you got any sort of tips, do you think, that you could offer to, you know, people who are like small business people who are thinking about, they want to sort of take things to the next level, or maybe hire the first member of staff or something like that? Any sort of...
I think it was a little bit like what we'd said when we first were chatting and how I'd come across you on social media at the beginning of lockdown. And it's that practically imperfect, just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
I know Nike have coined the phrase, but honestly, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, no one's looking at you. No one's judging you. It's your own imposter syndrome sort of thing.
True.
Get out your own way, do it one step at a time.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I say that to everybody, the ladies particularly, put your big girl pants on and do it.
Yeah.
Business, I love it. It's easy. Don't overcomplicate it.
I was saying this to my friend yesterday who's in business, and we were saying how it's not difficult. It's not easy. It's hard work.
It's hard work.
But it's not complicated.
No. We complicate it.
Yeah, we do.
Humans complicate it.
Yeah, that's true.
Go back to basic economics. Yeah. It's, I've got this. Do you want to buy it?
Yeah, that's
yes
right.
Yes or no?
Yeah, it's the plan
and that's probably my top tip. A no is not on personal thing.
No.
It's just, it's a not now, it's not
so
for me, it's all
on,
of that. Yeah. And if my clients are watching this, I have to say, for me, I say to everybody, if you know your own value and you know it's what you price it at is the right price, don't apologise for it.
No, yeah.
That's
all
it.
Right, yeah, you're
job
worth
done.
It, yeah.
Because if they can't afford it, it's not for you to worry about that.
They're their wrong client, aren't they?
100%. Yeah.
You just got to be good enough to charge it, haven't you?
But you should know your own value.
Yes, of course.
That's important. You should know your own value.
Yes.
Which is a hard thing, because it's it seems as a bit of an ego thing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. Absolutely not. If you know that you're going to turn £10 into £100, or you're going to sell a house in 3 days as opposed to 3 months, that's value.
That's value straight there. True.
And you pay for that.
I think the thing you're touching about social media and about just getting your face out there is absolutely
true.
But most people don't, because they're too scared about how
you
they look and how they sound. And,
oh my God,
and you can do it on Facebook for free.
The ones that are most popular are the ones that don't put the makeup on, get out of bed, go, oh my God, my day's tough.
Yeah.
But it is true. It's that people buy people and that face thing and everything else. It's not about the algorithm. You can excuse it and all of that till the cows come home.
You'll never change that side.
Absolutely.
Of it.
No. That you've no control over
no,
that.
You've not, no.
You can use it as an excuse which stops you doing it,
but
absolutely not.
No.
Just do it.
Cool. Well, that's probably quite a good moment to end.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see you.
And you too. I love it.
Just do it.
Dead quick. Yeah, it is. My husband says to me, because I've used it a couple of times on some of my socials, said, Nike are going to get you for that someday. I'm not that
well,
big. I'm not that big.
There's a saying by someone in the estate agency industry that I like, which is JFDI.
Yes, just. Yes. Yes,
do it.
Yeah. A lot of people
I'll
do that.
Make
a lot
what of the people F word use is. That.
Yeah.
But that,
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, it. Totally. But you did it. And it's funny because I've never spoke to you, never seen you. And then when Angela said to me, you know, what you know, at estate agent, I just went, Ian, he's doing something
this
different.
Is your sister, isn't it?
Yeah. He's doing something different. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Because I'm looking for that myself. And one of the phrases I use is be the difference.
Yeah, that's so true, yeah. And we've moved Angela twice now.
I know you have. God love you.
In 2 years.
I did her wedding. If she gets married again, sorry, Donald. If she gets married again, I ain't doing it. So no. The fact that you've done it twice.
That's off.
Absolutely.
One thing I was going to say, actually, before we do end was, do you know Catherine Sandland?
I do.
Because I think Catherine is brilliant.
So I did her public speaking course. Phenomenal
right.
Woman.
Right,
yes.
Right, yeah,
yeah, totally. Yeah. She's such a lovely lady. Yeah,
yeah, she is.
And I think she's got doing a course again. I think it's this month, I think. With Sue France.
Yeah, with Sue. And do you know Ashley Costello as well?
I do, yes.
Yeah,
I
Ashley
do.
Came on the podcast.
Yes, yeah.
It's not come out yet, but she's amazing. Yeah. They're resilient kids.
We've got some fantastic women around locally.
Absolutely, yeah. I know Sue's brilliant, isn't she?
Yeah.
Sue needs to come on as well.
Yes, she does. You need to get her. That's she's gone under the radar there. She would normally be saying to you, can I come on?
I think we'll get Sue on.
Definitely.
Good. All right. Well, nice to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. It's nice to actually see you and speak to you because I did see you, but we were at the airport with Mindy.
Oh, right. You
I was
with
there
Mindy.
With Mindy.
You were in
yes.
the queue.
I was in the queue.
You waved.
Saying, come over here.
That's right. That was in July.
Yes. Yeah. And
it was very start of August. It was the last week in July, wasn't
last
it?
Week
start
in July,
of August.
Yes,
yeah.
I was away for our anniversary.
That's right. Yeah.
I can't say anything.
No.
We've been married a long time. I was like, we'll do something else
change,
to the anniversary. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Right. Well, thank you for watching, everybody. Please share. Bye.